Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are glad to speak with you today about being present. We know that as a human being, the active mind, the busy mind, the monkey mind, as some would call it, is constantly reaching to the future or back to the past. The reaching to the future is about fear. It is the ego mind that is trying to construct a future that will be safe for you. This is what it believes is its job, to keep you safe, to keep you secure. And it has a limited view of how to do this. So even as it is stretching into the future to create a picture of what would be safe for you, it still is not confident. And so the fear is ever present. It may be in a lower grade state, but it is still there. When you go to the future with your mind, when your mind reaches to the past, it is often because it feels badly or sad, or it is trying to understand what happened in the past and to make it right. The past is complete. It is done. So meandering in the past and lingering in the past is not the best use of your precious time. And your time is precious as a human being on the earth plane. So if you are called to the past and to have memories, and we know that many of them may be happy memories, and this is a light touch, and yet to be there, to stay there, to linger, whether they are happy or sad, again, is not your best choice of how to use your human life. Your best choice is to come back to the present moment. Always, always. It is where the perfect instruction for you lies, the inspiration, the joy, the aliveness, the creativity, the answers, everything that you seek, everything that you need is in the present moment. This is our message to you, is to be present. Be in the now space. Not 5 minutes from now, not 5 minutes past, future past, but bring yourself to the now. We know that this is quite a challenge because the human mind does not like this, does not want to do this. It is the ego mind. So it is for you to learn to train yourself. And it is a training. It is like training a child because a child needs repetition. The child needs often tough love as well. So it is for you as the quote parent to observe your mind and to bring it always back to the present. You will know you are in the present also when you feel fully in your body. So check this as well. When you are, for example, in a moment and gazing out through the window and thinking about the future or the past, remind yourself, come back to your body, be in your body, and this will help you be in the present moment. Dear ones, your power, and the only true power you have, is when you are in the moment, aligned with God, with Source, and with your spirit. That is where true power is for you. And we know that this is what you wish for, because as you are aligned with your power, you are able to do just what you are intended to do and designed to do with your human life in this lifetime. And we promise you, you will feel joy, love, progress, creativity, imagination, liftoff, lightness, grace, kindness, compassion, all of the goodness of God flows to you when you are in the present moment. We know that this is talked about much in the current conversation for those who are seeking greater enlightenment and consciousness. And we ask you to approach this quite simply. It does not need an army or for you to go to war in any way with aspects of yourself that want to go forward or want to be in the back seat. Simply come home. Call your consciousness home. That is the center of your being. That is where God resides. And it is within you, not within your physical being. This is where your spirit resides as well, in the center of your being. We ask you to practice this week, and you will see how often the mind wants to rail against coming home and being present. But you will be amazed at the peace and the calm and the joy and the love that you feel as you call yourself back to the present moment. And as you do this training, it will become more and more aligned with you and with every moment of your day. We ask you to have fun with this as well, as you begin to experiment and discover and do this training and this practice. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.